future is now. And welcome to the SVK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name is Charles Story. I'll be your host for the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the city of London, Shoreditch. So let's get down to business. Bitcoin is currently trading at $5,939, up 0.5% the last 24 hours. Ethereum is currently trading at $170, that's down 2%. Ripple is currently trading at 30 cents, that's down 0.5%. Bitcoin Cash currently trading at $284, that's down 2%. Litecoin currently trading at $74, down 1%. And EOS currently trading at $4.88, down 0.5% in the last 24 hours. The overall market cap for the cryptocurrency space is $186 billion. Bitcoin's dominance of that is still 56%. 56% is one of the highest we've seen Bitcoin dominance as of recently. I think it's been really interesting because we've seen the market move from $175 billion. Upwards to where it currently sits at 186, and we've seen Bitcoin's dominance rise. We haven't seen the rest of the market follow suit with that. That's really interesting because we don't really see that a lot. The market normally moves in lockstep along with Bitcoin. I think the market is waiting for Bitcoin's next breakout, and we should see the rest of the coins and tokens out there follow suit. So it'll be an interesting pattern to see. So listen, with that in mind, there's a lot going on. There's a lot being going down today. Binance has been hacked. We're going to be discussing what's been stolen, how it was stolen in detail, and we're going to be discussing what's been going down in the crypto space, what you need to know. So with that in mind, let's get down to business and let's jump straight into the show. So let's kick things off. Hackers are shuffling Binance's stolen Bitcoin. So a team at blockchain services company Confirm has been watching the erratic movements of the Bitcoin associated with the $40 million stolen in the latest Binance breach. At 11 minutes past 4 a.m. this morning, the hackers or hacker moved 1,214 Bitcoin, $7.16 million, to new addresses, and then moved another 1,337 to two new addresses held by the hacker. This is the fourth major exchange hack of the year, following Cryptopia, DragonX, and BitHum. So the hack took place at 5:15 p.m. on May 7th, when hackers dragged over 7,000 Bitcoin from a single Binance hot wallet into a number of smaller wallets in a single transaction. The hackers then moved small amounts into smaller wallets. Given the nature of Bitcoin blockchain, it's easy to see where each Binance Bitcoin is going, but it's difficult to perform real forensics on the wallets in order to understand who or what created them. So, I mean, with that in mind, why the brisk break and forth movement? You know, writer and blockchain analyst Amy Caster thinks the hackers are trying to erase their tracks. Money laundering 101, breaking the transaction up into smaller and smaller amounts, making them more and more difficult to track. But still, with that in mind, because of the scale of this, Binance is going to have a lot of people looking for the Bitcoin. And the moment it hits an exchange, like, it's done, it's over. I mean, what are the hackers' options at this stage? One thing they could do is use a decentralized exchange and then move funds into Monero and then try and bounce that around the Monero network, which is Monero, if you don't know, is a privacy coin. Bounce that around the Monero network itself. But even then, you're still going to have trouble. It's still going to be difficult because the team that have been assembled to find this crypto are going to be the best. And they're going to be looking for this night and day. They're going to have internal people. They're going to hire external people. This has to come back to Binance. It's the only way that they can save face at this stage. They have been hacked. They have said that 10% of their profits for the last year or 2 years have been going to a fund that has been set in place for an incident such as a hack, that the funds used from the 10% of the profits will be going back into the Binance hot wallets. However, I don't know what that figure is. I believe Binance made around $233 million last year. So that's $23 million. I don't know how they did the year before. But then in mind, they had $40 million worth of crypto stolen. So they really need to make face out of the situation, to come back in any way, shape, or form. They need to get this crypto back to the exchange in its full amount. And they need to do it quick. I mean, one thing that we're going to discuss now is, you know, what a Bitcoin reorg is and what Binance has to do with it. So with what started with a single tweet quickly turned into an escalating debate on Wednesday when the CEO of the world's largest cryptocurrency exchange appeared to entertain the idea of encouraging revisions of the Bitcoin blockchain. Following Wednesday's revelation that the crypto exchange Binance was robbed of 7,000 Bitcoins worth about $40 million, a proposal was floated to conduct a transaction reorg of the Bitcoin blockchain, sparking a fiery debate and community uproar. The idea was suggested a few hours after the world's largest crypto exchange by volume was hacked, when developer Jeremy Rubin, who has worked on Bitcoin and Stellar's core code, tweeted to the founder and CEO, basically saying, if you reveal your private keys for the hacked coins, you can decentralize at zero cost to coordinate a reorg to undo the theft. Rubin essentially suggested that by getting a majority of miners on board, the transaction history could be adjusted so that the funds are instead broken up and sent to them instead. The reorganization would come at some cost, but it would prevent the 7,000 Bitcoin from staying in the hands of the hackers. Further, it wouldn't have constituted a pure rollback or a reverse of the transaction. History writes large. So the idea was subsequently raised during an Ask Me Anything session held by Binance CEO Shengpeng Zhao, sparkling around the speculation that ended with Zhao ultimately dismissing the idea. As the tweet caught attention, the conversation quickly boiled over. Given the topic of discussion, there has been very few changes to Bitcoin's blockchain's transaction history in its 10 years of operation. As doing so has been reserved for dire emergencies in which there may be critical consensus failures. To clarify, the proposal by Rubin and James Prestwich is to construct a transaction that would keep all other transactions and very distribute the hackers' coins to miners, tweeted Zhao. It's not a rollback of any transaction, nor is it reversing funds back to Binance. The proposal caused an uproar on social media as developer Yudi Witham tweeted in response, the idea of rolling back of days would be practical at all for anyone involved. I mean, it's insane. A day of mining costs 1,800 BTC. Rolling back 4 days costs more than the hack itself. I mean, that's a good point. Others seem to agree that the sheer financial incentives for such a feat would simply be infeasible. If you put it this way, one of the issues as well with this is the fact that if all the miners can get together and basically, if you bribe 51% of the miners, they will change the ledger for you. This tells you just how little irreversible there is in proof-of-work coins, tweeted Colonel, University Professor and Researcher in Blockchain Consensus Protocols, Emin Gonsrir. And by the way, he's right. Like, this proves, this would make the argument that Bitcoin is centralized if the miners could just roll back all the transactions. That's not fair for the entire networking community out there, because that's not the case. So I think it's extremely positive that the CEO of Binance has decided not to go ahead with this. I know it upset a lot of different people out there, but listen, it hasn't gone ahead with. It was an idea that was brought forward to him. I don't think personally that he could have got all the miners or 51% of the miners to agree on that. But I know he mentioned that in a press release regarding, or a press comment regarding the hack itself. So in other news, we have Samsung's digital transformation framework includes blockchain tech. This is really exciting. So at Samsung's Real 2019 event in Seoul, Samsung SDS CEO Hong Woon Fu described the company's plans to add blockchain tech to its enterprise IT solution packages. Samsung SDS, formerly known as Samsung Data Systems, is the company's IT consulting arm. As it has been exploring blockchain tech for some time, the newly announced package of tools called Digital Transformation Framework will feature a number of updates, including Intelligence Enterprise and Next Generation, ERP, SCM, and IPA, Intelligent Factory, Manufacturing, Logistics, Plan Intelligence, Cloud Security and Innovation Technology Platform, AI, Blockchain, IoT. So let's get down to business here. Blockchain is a technology that is used in all areas of business, including finance, manufacturing, logistics, and distribution, said Hong Hyung Jin, CEO of Samsung's SDS Next Ledger project. We are upgrading the company's blockchain platform at Next Ledger to meet the demand. So this is really interesting. We've seen HTC build a phone utilizing blockchain. We are seeing them releasing their second phone this year. We're seeing Samsung coming into the space. We see Microsoft offering businesses such as Starbucks a blockchain product under the Azure brand name. And the enterprise level and the enterprise appetite for this is obviously is obviously phenomenal. You see big management consultants firms out there also offering blockchain advice, IBM, now Hyperledger Network. I mean, if you look back to the computer revolution, this was the same type of thing. You saw IBM trying to do the personal computer. I mean, they really ruled the market. But then you had people like Compaq, another computer company, who just dominated them because they were hungrier, they could ship better products, and they were open source. You could work with different protocols out there or different operating systems. And the same's happening in the crypto space. You know, first people want to work with closed-end systems because they don't really understand the technology. Then next, what you're going to see is big companies looking to work with open source protocols because the innovation and the technology is just going to be further ahead. And we're going to start seeing that come through maybe in the next year and the next 3 years for sure. And you're going to start seeing protocols like EOS being the platform of choice. So that's something that's definitely exciting us here at SVK Crypto. So listen, with that in mind, that's a wrap. I got to bounce. Thank you for your time and attention. As always, if you haven't already, hit us up on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Follow us and join us on Telegram, SVK Crowd. If you type that in, you will find us. Feel free to email myself, cstory, cstory@svkcrypto.com. That's a wrap, and I've got to bounce.